As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 through 20. It says, "In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to join in this place, to hear the story once again, to ponder this morning how you meet us, how you call us, how we're all so needed and important in the body of Christ. And so be with me, speak through me, and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So over the season of Advent, we have been looking at unlikely people and groups that are included in the birth narrative of Jesus. The first week, Reverend David McMinn preached on Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were older age, and God used them as in the birth narrative story. King Herod was the second week, the villain God used. Last week we talked about the Magi, these outsiders from the east who God used. Today we're looking at the shepherds, who were often looked down upon in the society. For you see, shepherding wasn't the most sought-after profession of the day. They were typically considered to be among the lower class. They were often seen as uneducated and working in rough conditions, spending long periods of time in the fields with their flocks. Yet, God shows up in the middle of these shepherds' time in the field in unlikely moments and surprises them. Surprises us, even if sometimes those surprises can scare us if we're not on the lookout. The shepherds were busy doing their thing. They were in this tough job. They didn't have long dinner breaks throughout their shift or quick trips to Starbucks, like I do quite often. Not only was it important for the shepherds to be aware and attuned to keep up with the sheep, but shepherding had hazards facing extreme conditions, fending off predators, keeping intruders out of the field. They had to always be on their A game and aware and know when something or someone was in the area that was not supposed to be there, that caught their attention. In this morning's scripture, the shepherds were minding their own business. They were going about their daily work when literally an angel appeared to them out of the blue. And it terrified them. Perhaps the shepherd's fear comes from the watchful eye of predators. And so it terrified them. Something was different. And seeing their reaction, the first words out of the angel's mouth were, "Don't be afraid." Now, I don't know about you, but when someone starts off by saying, "Hello, yeah, don't worry. Hey, hello, don't panic. Hello, don't be afraid," It often causes anxiety to rise in anticipation of what's happening next. I don't blame the shepherds for their initial fear. Nighttime brings emotions that we don't experience in the light. Because of limited visibility, there's a heightened awareness of our surroundings, whether we're walking in the city or driving in the country. When it's nighttime, we're more alert. When we hear a knock on our door at night or noise outside, we automatically assume more of something being wrong or out of place than we would during the day. Something is not right. However, in this morning's scripture, the angel really was saying, "Don't be afraid, I have good news to bring to you." You know, as we read through the scriptures, we see how maybe being a shepherd might not be such a bad thing. Actually, time and again, God uses this job or this idea of shepherding to teach us something about who God is for us through the qualities of shepherding. Even though the work of being a shepherd was not the most sought-after profession in biblical times, shepherds were often chosen by God to play important roles in the biblical narrative. Their occupation was not only symbolic, but also practical, representing leadership and care and guidance. We see shepherds lifted up over and over again throughout the scriptures, some of them being Abel. Abel, who was known as one of the first shepherds mentioned in the Bible, he was the son of Adam and Eve and tended flocks of sheep. Abraham, who before he became a patriarch, he lived as a shepherd in the land of Canaan. Moses, who before he was called by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he worked as a shepherd in the wilderness of Midian, and his experience as a shepherd prepared him for his leadership role. King David, a renowned ruler of Israel, started his humble beginnings as a shepherd. He famously defeated Goliath, eventually became king. Even Jesus himself, who says, "I am the good shepherd," and used shepherding imagery to illustrate God's love and care for his people. He emphasized the role of a shepherd in seeking out and caring for the least and the last, symbolizing his mission to save humanity as the good shepherd lays down his life for a sheep. In this morning's scripture, we see how the shepherds are used by God to share the message of the birth of Jesus. God gives these unlikely people a sign as the angel says, "You will discover a baby wrapped in a cloth and resting in a manger." God uses the shepherds. God chose the shepherds to reveal the news of Jesus' birth first to those who were considered lowly and humble in society. Could it be? Could it be that we've gotten the shepherds all wrong? That shepherding is really about being an everyday person? People who work hard, who seek to do the right thing, who are willing to go the extra mile, who will give of themselves, sometimes their own life, for the well-being of creation. God is present in places and people who we can sometimes take for granted, that they'll just be there out in the field watching. Those who take the late night shift to stock the shelves so that when we go to the grocery store in the morning, we can find what we need. Those who sort mail so that it'll be ready to be delivered to us in 12 to 24 hours before Christmas. Those who work the overnight shifts at the hospital caring for our loved ones while we get some rest. God is present in the construction workers who are out working all night on the roads that we drive on and the bridges and the buildings. God is present in the plumbers and the electricians, those who work on our HVAC units, those who allow us to have clean water and electricity. Every gift is important. Every person is important. And God somehow uses each and every person and every job to shape us, even when they feel like mundane, difficult moments in which we're just watching sheep, defending sheep, feel like lowly people in society. God uses every moment that we might learn and develop. I was doing some research and it said, I was like, who are some people who maybe started in the field and God used them to and used those times to develop them into larger roles? Couple that came up was a guy named Sidney Weinberg, who in 1907 was a New York City high school dropout. After he dropped out, he went on to secure his first job as a janitor at Goldman Sachs. 23 years later, he was appointed CEO, a role he remained in for the next 44 years until his death. Another person that came up was Doug McMillan, who began working at Walmart as a teenager unloading delivery trucks. And he worked his way up the company's career ladder, training as a buyer before moving into management roles and being named CEO in 2014, 30 years from joining the company in manual labor. Or Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, who is considered one of the world's most powerful women on the Forbes Most Powerful Women's list. It took Mary 24 years to make chief executive, having started the firm as a student in 1980 at 18. Her first job was checking fender panels and inspecting hoods. I'm sure that felt like being out in the field, watching sheep. She did that to earn her way through school. And she worked her way up and in 2014 became the first woman to ever head up the large automaker. And so, why would God of the universe choose unlikely shepherds as primary witness to the birth of our Savior? Could it be that God choosing the shepherds pointed to a deeper truth? That somehow these shepherds represented the character of God? You know, it's our human tendency to look for the powerful and the privileged for answers. But could it be that God is asking us to be more like the shepherds in the way we live? That we might be everyday people who work hard, who live right, faithful, courageous, committed to following God, to the places that God leads. Maybe eventually that means a CEO job. Maybe it means the everyday work of preparing food for the hungry, visiting the prisons, providing clothes to those in need. God uses every gift and every person that we might be blessed for the kingdom and the glory of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the ways in which you work through the shepherds to share your joy and your hope that you have for the world. God, may we be attuned to the ways in which you call each one of us to share your message of love, hope, joy, and peace. We give you thanks for this time together. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.